principle number 8, and we got to page 13, where we're starting to talk about the work of the mind, emuna. So emuna is often translated as believing, but there isn't really an exact translation in English for emuna. Emuna is the most beautiful word, beautiful concept. The emuna is a state of consciousness that transcends what our mind can comprehend. A state of higher awareness. A state of divine awareness. Emuna is beyond what we're able to understand in our intellect. Learned before that emuna is also an aspect of giving. That there's a state that transcends what our mind is able and to understand, and our mind wants to understand. But there's a state that goes beyond that of emuna, which is also a state of giving. We're giving up the need to only understand. Now, there's also an idea of going below a person's intellect and below a person's understanding, which would be the opposite of emuna. So emuna is not just like, you know, a low level of not understanding, the opposite. Emuna is a higher consciousness, a higher understanding that's going beyond our normal comprehension. Now, our general state is that we would much prefer knowing something than having to believe in it. At the root of all of emuna is believing in God. Believing that the source of all reality is boundless goodness flowing to everyone. That everything that's going on is the process of the divine goodness at the source of reality bestowing to all of us. So that's a very nice idea, but most of us are not experiencing that, experiencing a lot of suffering in the world, suffering in our lives, suffering in the world. Most of us are not experiencing everything as a infinite flowing divine goodness to everybody. So there's an aspect where a person, where eventually we're going to be able to experience God, experience our divine reality, experience the goodness. And then there's a level of a person being able to believe in the goodness, not yet experiencing it, but being able to believe in it, that we're in the process of becoming ready to experience it, that what's going on is beyond what I could understand right now. That it doesn't look to me like it's so good, but could work on having a belief that what's going on is much more than I could understand, and that underneath everything that's going on is something more wondrous than it seems. Now, our normal state is to much prefer experiencing God and experiencing the goodness than having to believe in the goodness. Right? I would much prefer all the goodness becoming revealed right now and experiencing it rather than working on trying to believe in it. Now, our natural state is a state of desire to receive, and our spiritually developed state is a desire to give. When we're in a state of experiencing the goodness, on a simple level, we're in a state of receiving. When we're in a state of believing in the goodness, on one level, we're in a state of giving. Because we learned that emuna, is belief, is an aspect of giving, going beyond the desire to receive of what our mind wanting to understand. So although our natural state is to prefer receiving over giving, right? Prefer all the goodness becoming revealed, experiencing God over believing in God, But the Kabbalah is leading us to see that actually the state of giving is more precious than the state of receiving. And that the state of believing in God is even more precious than the state of experiencing God. So generally, we think that all of our spiritual work of Emunah, which we learn about, first we think, oh, all of the Emunah is a springboard or a gateway to help us develop to eventually become ready and able to experience the goodness. At first, we're working to believe in God in order that eventually we'll be able to experience God. But the Kabbalah and the Zohar is saying something so magnificent. It says that really, all levels of experiencing God, which we'll gain along the way, are all springboards towards reaching higher levels of Emunah. There's all different levels of experiencing God, and there's all different levels of believing in God. So anytime we work on ourselves to reach a particular level of Emunah and do have belief in God, that brings to it a subsequent ability to experience God. Because we said before that direct light, which is having experience of God, divine experience, is experience to the extent that we're making returning light, which is our trying to give the love back. So the extent to which we're able to have Emunah in the goodness, have belief in the goodness, is what's actually allowing then that level of ability to experience the goodness. Because then we'd experience the goodness in a way of giving, not in a self-serving way. To the extent that we're loving, we're able to experience the love. So when we work on ourselves to God willing, attain a particular level of Emunah, a level of belief in God, that brings to us a particular level of experiencing God, of experiencing the goodness. Now we could think that, okay, we suffered through all that spiritual work of Emunah, having to believe in order to get to that level of divine experience. But the Kabbalah is saying what's so deep is that when we get that level of divine experience, that is actually the springboard towards attaining higher levels of Emunah. That once we've attained a particular level of experiencing the goodness, of experiencing God, we didn't get to the end now. That all of that is a starting place to where we can now to try to attain higher levels of Emunah in higher levels of experiencing our divine source. Higher levels of exaltedness of our divine source. And that higher level of Emunah, when we attain it, will bring us to a higher level of divine experience, which then we can use to come to a higher level of Emunah, and on and on. But the whole thing is where we're putting the emphasis, because our normal state is to use all of our work in Emunah as the what we're kind of suffering through and the gateway to get to different levels of divine experience as we're ascending in consciousness. But what the Kabbalah is trying to help us realize is that really we want, instead of the divine experience being the goal of experiencing the goodness to be the goal, we want the goal to be Emunah. Instead of using Emunah as a springboard to higher levels of divine experience, to be using all the divine experience as springboards to reaching higher levels of Emunah. That we're actually reaching a level where we're appreciating the Emunah. We're appreciating the ability to be in a state of believing in God. That believing becomes more precious to us than knowing. Because in the state of believing, we're in a state of giving. So the Kabbalah, it's so deep, is trying to help us like realize that although there's a whole ladder that we're going through of progressive levels that that are interplaying between having belief in divine experience and belief in divine experience. But that the whole way we're trying to get to the place where the place of the hiddenness of the goodness from us and our ability to believe in the goodness in that moment is so precious to us, because that's a state of giving, a state of divine service. So much so that we can reach a place where emunah is actually more precious to us than divine experience. It's like what we briefly mentioned before, that if you can reach that state of truly appreciating emunah, appreciating our working to believe in the goodness when it's hidden from us, that state of working to believe in God when we're not believing in God. If we can learn to truly appreciate that state of giving and divine service and love, then every moment we could be in that. Every moment is an opportunity for emunah. So here in this section, it's going to talk about 10 different aspects of emunah, and we'll continue next time.